cases where
mics are live.
We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. We have no items on consent, so we'll move right into discussion matters. I have the first agenda item, and that is related to NSP's advanced prudence application on the Dakota Range 3 wind facility. And I'll be honest, I've been going back and forth. I know we talked about three options, and I think it became a bit of an either-or at the end of the work session that we had related to this. So here's where I'm at, and I'll just put this out there and then see if you either of you would like to have what I think would be a fairly brief work session, but I guess that would have to be determined. Anyway, there are a lot of what really got my attention, NSP is asking for a pretty big rate increase on the Minnesota side. And there was one nagging, unanswered question, for me anyway, when we talked about this as a part of their IRP. And I don't want to blend cases, of course, but there are a lot of moving parts on what's going to happen, and for example, with Sherco 1 and 2. Is this just one more thing that drives an early retirement? I don't think those dollars have been accounted for in terms of what's the true impact going to be, because Minnesota, for example, or other states, I'll just say, they're depreciating, taking the depreciation on Sherco 1 and 2 at an accelerated rate compared to what we're doing. So they don't have large balances. We do. I don't have that right in front of me, but I want to say it's 2033 and 2034 on the two units. So there's a lot of depreciation still out there on an approved asset that the commission did not too long ago. So I'm looking at this also from a practical standpoint. We've done this in the past, saying, well, a resource isn't deemed not to be prudent, but it's also not deemed to be prudent at the time. And so that would be the motion that I would advocate, presenting that type of a motion. This facility and the energy savings would not be experienced until the fall of 2020, fourth quarter of 2020, I should say. So we live in the Northern Plains, so fall can actually be in the third quarter, even second quarter some days, but sometimes. But so it's highly likely that we're going to be dealing with a rate case at that exact same time. The company could actually, they can't have a rate case or rate increase if one was approved. It cannot be effective before January 1st, 2021. But they could come in July. They could come in June if they want. And it seems like that's the direction they're heading in other jurisdictions. So there's really no downside for the North Dakota ratepayer to wait and then evaluate this at at what I presume will be an upcoming rate case, since they've been on a moratorium type schedule for a while. So that's where I'm at on it, and just getting a better handle on that one question in particular. How does MEC 2, the wind portfolio, compared to the early retirements in terms of cost?
I assumed you were putting this on here just to schedule, like, or to talk about whether we need a work session or not. And so I don't have my materials or anything related to this case with me to be able to have the context I need to respond to your suggestions. So
move it to scheduling then?
Probably.
Fair? Okay.
From my perspective. Sorry. I was not prepared for this proposal.
and I'm okay with scheduling a work session. I thought that when we had met previously that I sensed a consensus that staff should prepare an order as advocacy staff had advocated for granting the ADP with the two conditions. And so that's where I thought we were going with it, but
Okay, we'll move it to scheduling. I think having a more robust discussion would be good. And that is it for my discussion matters. The next is a formal hearing, Coyote Creek Mining Company, and Mr. John Hsu. Well, and Dean?
I'll just say that we received a request for a formal complaint, I think yesterday or late the day before, whenever that actually arrived. That formal complaint process has an extraordinarily tight time frame, and plus the formal hearing is not probably going to be simple. That's something that's going to take a couple hours. It probably will take more than a day, or I think there's at least a chance that we need to be prepared for. And so basically I think we need to do some scheduling. This has to be done, I think, by the 20th of December, and we'll probably have to move some other things around in order to get enough of a time frame. And because we can't hold it like next week either, because there's also the advance notice requirements. And so bottom line is we need to do some tough scheduling in that week of December, about 18th. And we also put it on discussion in case someone wanted to discuss those aspects of it. But otherwise, it's just a scheduling issue to me.
I don't have any issues to discuss.
Okay, since it is on scheduling and we're on the topic anyway, even though it's number two on scheduling, why don't we just go directly into scheduling it at this point?
Okay.
Do you have proposed dates?
I don't have anything else on discussion on it. So.
Okay. So on the scheduling side of it, you have some proposed dates?
I do. And this would require some additional shifting around, and I'll be watching Dean and Jack to see if I say anything incorrect. I think our deadline day is the 20th to have this done of December. I believe somebody had something scheduled on the 20th, and that was sort of a non-starter, as was the afternoon of the 19th. And so on the 18th, we have a meeting as well as two informals. Or is it a work set? We have something in the afternoon.
A periodic exchange,
okay. So my thought was, if we would schedule this for 2 days on the 16th and 17th, and we would have to open up the 17th by moving our employee gathering to the 19th, but that could be done by afternoon to accommodate those other afternoon issues on the 19th. So that is my proposal.
So December 16th and 17th.
Correct.
And we'll need the two full days, or the 17th is more of a hold?
I think the 17th is a hold, but I think it's pretty reasonable to assume that we'll likely be here for at least some of it.
Okay.
There's quite a few issues.
Yeah.
Works for me.
All right, then we'll...
I like that plan.
And then do we need a separate discussion on the employee gathering?
I don't think so.
As part of this, we're moving that to Thursday. And because I think somebody has something at 1 o'clock, it's right now scheduled for 10:30 to 1 on Tuesday. I don't recall that we actually have them that long, but maybe we do. Do we need to advance it a little earlier so it's over by 12:30?
I think it's fine if we just move it the way it is, and I think we do some awards and stuff.
Yes.
So it's an awards thing as well.
So we move it 10:30 to 1 or 11:30 to 1?
10:30 to 1.
10:30 to 1. Okay.
On Thursday. Okay.
Okay, so we've got, Stevie, have you got it down?
Yep.
Okay. And I'm not going to try and repeat it if you've got it. Okay. Then the next is the special meeting for Ashtabula Wind.
Can we go back to discussion?
We can.
Okay. There's a couple more to add.
Okay.
First of all, can we... So the issue that just came up regarding the Ashtabula Wind and the note... Can somebody talk about who we've heard from, what they've... said and issues that this might be bringing up that we need to perhaps think about in advance of that session on Monday.
Sure. So a couple days ago, we received a call from a Jerry Neske, and then a day later from another landowner in the area, just letting us know that the construction has been underway for months.
Months. And when did they call, Victor? Was it last week?
Pat, do you recall what day?
Yeah,
just a couple
days ago. Yeah. Okay, well, today is Wednesday, so that a couple days this week yet, or was it last week?
I want to say Monday.
Okay.
Right. I can look on my phone to find out for certain. I believe it was Monday.
Okay.
So he said, essentially, they've been working for months. There's been semi-loads of blades showing up, semi-loads of blades being cut in half and hauled away. They have large cranes changing out blades and hubs on existing towers. He's estimating somewhere between 60 and 75% of it is done.
Okay.
Because he said, you know, there would be a turbine that would stop turning, come down, another one go up, and that one, and those, some of those have already began turning again.
So some of them are operational with the new blades?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And what do you think about this, Pat, Jack, Brian? As it relates to our order, et cetera.
Well, the order that we have for this facility has a maximum number of turbines and a maximum output from the nameplate capacity. And so, there's a question about whether they can begin a new project, this repower project, that, you know, they've filed this application that says it's going to be exceeding that those limits in the order. So can they begin that project before they have permission, or before we have amended the order to provide for it?
Can I ask a question?
That's one question.
Well, can I ask a question about that? Would it, if they weren't expanding or not increasing the output, you know, beyond what's been permitted, could they retrofit 90% of the turbines and then wait for the permit to do the last 10%? Is that potentially the direction they're going? Or can they go that approach, or take that approach? I mean, if it wasn't going to change.
That's what the commission will have to decide about the you know, their decision in that case.
So, I mean, this does come back to the gray area in the law that we're going to be talking about on at our work session. So, I think it would be helpful for me to have the company file with us before the work session why they felt that this was appropriate for them to proceed like this with prior to receiving approval. I mean, they must have looked at the law and felt that under X or Y provision it was appropriate and that they're not violating it. So that would be helpful, I think, to know what they're feeling, how they're seeing this. Because I can see it, I can see with the language of the law that, you know, these kinds of upgrades, et cetera, are allowed, except for we've got this order that has the cap on it. And so if they're already replacing blades and running those turbines and it's generating more power, then they would be in violation of the permit potentially. So it's you know, we need to kind of, I need to understand how they're viewing this and proceeding.
I think there's a second question. And it's maybe a little bit more minutiae. It might be in the weeds a bit more, but they filed a certification to expand. The way they filed it at first was as like a certification a siting exclusion certification, but it would be a certification in this case to do the repower. And when that came in, I had questions about, you know, with the longer turbine blades, were they encroaching on any of the exclusion areas or the setbacks? And we got a response from the company on that, but we haven't. The commission hasn't actually made a decision about impact to exclusion areas after that letter came in. And so that might be a second question.
Well, does the letter explain that they're not impacting exclusion areas?
No. What the letter says is that at the time that we issued the order, that there weren't any setback requirements. And so
their new
turbine blades they're within the setbacks. The 1.1 times the height of the turbine is within the setbacks. And so the question is, in a new situation in a repower, you know, do we go by the old exclusion and avoidance areas, or do we go by the current exclusion and avoidance areas? Even if we go by the old exclusion and avoidance areas, does the commission want to decide about the impact to exclusion and avoidance areas under the current rules?
Okay, well, that is a good question. I thought they filed waivers for impacting those setbacks with the new blades.
They have waivers from the landowners and the county.
For impacting
that. Right.
Okay. And you're saying, well, there's no waiver provision, so technically they can't be waived or what? Like, because that seems to me that would take care of it in this case.
Yeah.
Either way that we interpreted it.
The only thing I'm saying is that when somebody files for something like this and may impact exclusion and avoidance areas, the commission should have the opportunity to decide whether they want to allow the impact.
Okay. Well, and so I guess when we make the order, we will make that decision, won't we?
I think that's what the point Pat's trying to make is normally the commission would say, okay, this is within an exclusion or avoidance area. You have a waiver for it. Are we okay with this being in an exclusion or avoidance area, considering the fact that you have the waiver? What they've seemed to be doing is going ahead with construction in that area before the commission has ruled one way or the other. So,
as it relates to their moving forward.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's have them answer that too, when how they're viewing that. Does that make sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay, so that's that one. The other issue I wanted to ask about was, and this is on a happier note, what do we want to do for a thank you for the Emmons County folks? I think, Steve, it might be just as easy for us to talk about that here.
One of my suggestions would be to ask for some volunteers to put together a kind of a gift basket of different types of like food things, whether it be like jerky or candy or different things that we could send down kind of as a thank you to Emmons County, because they did such a wonderful job of taking care of us during the hearing and
doing that on a personal basis.
Yeah.
Right.
For those of us who were down there. Yep.
I think that's a good idea. Just to make it a little easier, what if we took a collection up and gave it to like Char to go out and buy everything? Yeah,
that would be fine too.
You know, it's really nice. Pride of Dakota basket.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Can't go wrong with that.
Maybe we could do it that way.
Yep.
We might be done. We might get it done quicker.
I will absolutely contribute. So sounds great.
Okay.
I don't mind this, except for, we've had a hearing over at the law school one time, and there wasn't the controversy, but there was controversy involved, and we didn't send them something. And, I mean, we pay when we have it at hotels and stuff, but Are we always going to do this when we go to public facilities?
I think this was an extraordinary set of circumstances.
I would agree with that.
Well, and the big difference to me is they covered 2 full meals for us.
Yeah.
So, and refused to take our, you know, giving them our money at the time or whatever. So I personally feel like
good. That. I'm all in for it, too.
Okay.
I think it's it.
Thank you.
And since Commissioner Fedorcha asked to go back to discussion, there was one more thing we should have discussed regarding the formal hearing. I'm assuming that this grants Dean and Jack the approval to go ahead and do all the process of noticing that meeting on the day we chose and getting making all the arrangements for a judge and those kinds of things.
So to issue a notice of opportunity for hearing? Notice of hearing, I should say.
The public notice, but we also have to notice the parties involved separately and get a judge and whatever else.
I believe, well, Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but to issue a notice of hearing, which is what you're saying, do we have enough time to do that and still hit these dates?
My understanding that yes. Yeah.
So we, or do we need to have something drafted?
No, I think they know what the process is. They know the dates now. I think they can just do it.
I think we just authorize them to follow current reclamation law and rule in issuing it.
Jack, are we good time-wise from a timing standpoint to do that? So we can have the hearing on the 16th and 17th?
There's one small thing that I don't know yet, and it's the publication dates, because the papers require certain dates in order to get items to them. Sure. But in case we aren't right, it would be nice if we had the flexibility to come back and alter the scheduling without issuing the notice. So the delegation of authority to staff to do that, to the Director of Reclamation, may be helpful in this circumstance. Because there's also maybe a circumstance as well where a party requests that it be moved off and everyone's in agreement into January. And to be able to do that, that would be helpful as well. Granted, we would have to bring it back and make sure it works with all of your scheduling as well.
But I was under the impression that the 20th of December is a deadline on this.
Well, but I think all the parties can waive that, but we just can't sit here today and count on all the parties waiving it.
Right. So we're trying to get everything in place in case we need to move forward immediately. However, we just received this yesterday, and so we're still trying to get all our ducks in a row.
Yeah. So, and we'd have to, if we have to sign anything after the meeting or in a couple of days or whatever,
We're clear that we're giving the director the authority to go ahead and move through the process and get it scheduled.
And I don't know how, I guess if staff, I don't know how staff feels about extending it, but if it's beneficial, if you see any value to not extending it or if you'd prefer not to, I'd be willing to hold our feet and say, you know, these are the dates, make them work, if that's helpful to you guys. Because I think that sometimes things just get dragged out, and people just are difficult because they can be. I think, you know, this date works for us. There might be value to getting it done. So let's move ahead and do it if it's something that you guys want to have done in December.
All right. Anything else on discussion?
I think we're good now.
I'm done. Thanks.
Okay. What do we have? Okay, now we're going to go back to scheduling on Dakota Range. Well,
I don't know what the first one is.
Ashtabula.
What was the Ashtabula one? Sure. That's a separate Ashtabula thing from the previous one.
I don't think we need a work session for the transfers.
Isn't that already scheduled for?
It's a special meeting.
Isn't that scheduled though?
To approve the special meet. To approve a transfer, because the notice has expired and we didn't get it on this agenda. Is that what?
We just did a. We have like 4 different transfers pending.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a notice for the 4th of those of that set, and that notice ends on December 19th. They all need They all want approval before the end of the year.
I see.
So if we could schedule a special, if you want to schedule a special meeting sometime after December 19th when that notice period ends.
Okay.
To that finish it up before the end of the year.
How about the 20th, the morning of the 20th?
The 19th, is that has to be after, is that what you said, the 19th?
The notice ends December 19th at like 5 o'clock, close of business.
5:30.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have the staff gathering on the 19th, the awards and holiday.
And we can't do it until the end of that day anyway.
Right. But I'm just looking at, I've got a 1 o'clock that day, but I'll be wrapped up by 3 and back here.
What day, the 20th?
The 19th.
We
it
can't
has
do
to
it
be
till
either 5:30 or 5 on
oh,
the
I
20,
see.
19th
yeah,
or
I
the
would,
next day.
Yeah,
I would be fine with 5:01. I don't know if anyone has plans for Friday. I'm also fine on Friday morning on the 20th.
Yeah, I would prefer to do it on the 19th if possible, but...
as far as I'm concerned, we could do it that evening if that's legal.
Can
yes,
we do that?
We've done it like that before.
Yeah, let's do it.
5:01.
So, 5:01.
Okay.
Because they're stressed for time, too, and the
right.
following week's a holiday, and
yeah we
want them a full day
right.
that they
don't
have
we,
this.
More like 5:10, just to be sure that we're clean. That nothing came in at 5 o'clock.
Doesn't sound I was right. under the assumption that we might not start on time.
5
If something comes in at 5 o'clock, I have to distribute it. So
yep.
I need to.
So 5:10 it is.
5:05.
Okay.
5:05.
It's got a ring to it.
I'm fine with 5:05.
Go 5:05. We're okay. just going to make a commitment on time. So 5:05, we've got it.
There'll be leftovers. We can eat if we're hungry.
That's true. Yeah, well, I don't think I'll be hungry
no,
after.
We won't.
It might smell good in here, even.
All right. Good. And we did number 2, and we did
three.
Online number 3 was reschedule our holiday gathering. We did that.
And then work session on Dakota Range 3.
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of a time frame are we looking at there?
Sooner the better.
We have the next week on the 26th, we have the work session for Ashtabula Wind at 10. Do we want to go at 9 o'clock and just...
Sure. That would work for
get
me.
Get it done, Randy?
Do you think an hour is enough?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Why don't we do that and then we're...
So November 26th at 9?
At 9 a.m. Okay. Anything else left on scheduling that I may have missed?
Must not be because everybody's cleared out.
They are getting out of here so nothing more gets scheduled.
All right. Then we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Okay.